This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let me sum up here, if I could. Today's jobs report was, honestly, okay. Hourly wages are up. Gains in a whole slew of different industries, healthcare, bars and restaurants, computer technicians as well. But in a job market, as Carney was talking about, that is still much more recovering than recovered, it's not all positives. To wit, a big spike in the number of people working part-time, people who say they want and need to be working full-time. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman headed out to an unemployment office in Portland, Oregon, to get that part of the story for us.
And the very first guy I talked to told me this.
Well, I'm working part-time because I was working full-time and that job has ended.
LaCroix Johnson Whitecalf is 40, with three kids. He's worked full-time in warehousing and tech manufacturing. Now he's selling insurance part-time by phone at just above minimum wage.
Well, it's hard to find a single job at one place full-time. You know, 10 years ago, I could go out and get all kinds of jobs real easy. So things like that is what I'm looking for, where you can just stay on for 20 years and, you know, build your career.
In June, the number of people who wanted to work full-time but could only find part-time work jumped by more than 300,000. And the situation hasn't improved in the last 2 years. Carl Van Horn directs the Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University.
It's certainly a phenomenon of the deep recession. We've had all these workers who are underemployed. And I think it also reflects employers' caution in hiring full-time workers. Or they may have found that they don't need a full-time worker and they're just being very careful.
Van Horn says part-timers increase workplace flexibility and save employers money. Generally, these workers get fewer benefits. That's especially true now, says economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute, because of changes under the new health care law.
Employers are not required to provide health insurance to part-time workers, only to full-time workers.
That requirement has been delayed 1 year by the Obama administration, but that won't necessarily encourage employers to change their tactics and bring more workers on full-time. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.